station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Merry Christmas. Got an inbound Metro train there. Welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott. You have found Voices Carry Live, which is an independent broadcast coming to you live from on X, Rumble, and YouTube. And then we post on Facebook. But what we do here is it's a platform to get your voices out. There's no limits of what we can't say or do here, but we do keep things respectful. We keep things positive. This is marketed to folks in Cary, Illinois, and I'm sure that if you do watch, if you're one of the two people that watch regularly our program, it's kind of redundant, but we welcome in new people every show, so I appreciate you sticking with me with me double downing on kind of station identification for that. But that, I think in the new year, that might subside a little bit to where I'm not constantly doing that, because on the new year, we have a lot of exciting things happening in the new year to where, you know, we're going to start getting into the nitty gritty and kind of diving deep more local stuff. We're going to maybe change the setup a little bit. To where we can have like a round table and invite some people on and have like good discussions. We've had a lot of really good positive feedback. I've always said this: if you're not from Cary and you're watching this and you've stumbled upon this, welcome to the beautiful village of Cary. It's a wonderful place to live, work, and grow, raise kids, and we're looking at making it even better. So this is what we're doing here. And if you're not from Cary and you want to stick where you are, you don't want to move in Cary after my pitch, feel free to start your own voices wherever you live. And this show's about bringing people together. Start knowing your neighbors, start talking. Everything just becomes better when you start talking with one another. I made a last-minute audible decision to lose the red hat because I'll show you what I looked like before. That's a lot of Christmas cheer right there. And I threw on my Farm and Fleet red hat because it's a little chilly out, and I was like, that's a little too much. There is no such thing as too much Christmas cheer, but I thought that was a little much, and I want to be respectful to you, so that's why I want to not wear a hat on the program. Sometimes I will. It gets a little chilly here in the studio, but don't take offense to it. I don't have a mouse in my pocket. I have a nice little current events. It was the weekend, so I had time to collect over the weekend. I have at the end, I have a movie location. So it's obviously the 23rd of December. We're getting very close, and it's the Home Alone movie. Spoiler alert. That movie was filmed at O'Hare Airport, so I have some fun pictures of that at the end. And then you can't forget about our Christmas celebration. I can't believe that's tomorrow. We will be tracking Santa live. And when I say live, I do mean live for the initial one, and then there will be a repeat broadcast that will play throughout the night. So if your little ones wake up, you will know to go to Voices Carry and have something to show them. We'll be double downing on you have to be in bed and sleeping, and it'll be we have some pictures of when the snow came in. That's Santa getting clearance to come into O'Hare Airport in the airspace, but we'll be double downing on that and kind of reaffirming that you have to go to bed, but also we'll pepper in some local photos of when it snowed. We had a really good snow not too long ago, and I woke up early and I got some pictures for all of you out in Cary, beautiful Cary, because I was like, you know, we're not, I'm knowing Chicago, this is our Christmas snow. So I was like, I'm gonna get pictures now, so I can show them on the Christmas Eve Santa tracker. So we'll have that, and it'll, you know, anytime you can hop in, and it won't be as good as playing Christmas music on the record player on Christmas morning. But Christmas Eve, tune in, and we'll have some fun. We have obviously, if you're just joining us for the first time, you know that we well, you don't know, but we do do live recordings of we watch live the village board meetings. What we do here is go through our local officials that we're very thankful for, and they go we watch them, and I'll chime in with stuff that might be confusing that I understand, and if there's something that we all don't understand, I will chime in and write it down, research it, and then bring it to you the next day. It's a team effort, so I love doing that with you guys. So let's dive into our local events. The Village of Cary gave the not the official green light to start building, but they gave the green light that they are psyched about it. A presentation, you can see this on our live watch party, the most recent one we did. Village officials gave the green light to a developer out of Wisconsin that plans almost 400 rental homes, apartments, at a luxury mixed-use development off of Route 31 in Cary that will also have the potential for commercial spaces in front. So I want to get your feedback on, I have another photo here. This is obviously not top of mind right now, and they know that. We have holiday stuff, but they threw it in here, and I wanted to bring it up because it's going to be top of mind when decisions are starting to be made, and it starts getting into the process of you know, public hearings and whatnot. So I wanted to bring it up. So this total property will bring the proposed apartments that they want to bring into Cary to over 1,000. So Cary could have over 1,000 apartments within a very short time span ready to slingshot into production and construction. The reason why I care about this issue is not because I'm against, you know, I'm a historian, but I love history, but I'm not against progress. I'm not against forward motion. I'm not against bringing new people into the community. The reason why I'm big on this issue is because when I was younger, I saw, and the village hall was at the old municipality, the farmhouse. Wasn't really into local issues, but I saw a picture. And I knew it was an issue about the First Street apartments where the Bartlett Manufacturing used to be. And I remember seeing a picture. I was like, there's a lot of folks that don't like what's going on here. And the line was up the stairway out in the parking lot. And they there was a few things that I took note. It's kind of cumulative of like things that you see. It's like, okay, that's not... puts a bad taste in your mouth, and then it's like, okay, there's a lot of folks that have voices out there that I think will want to be heard when these start happening. And instead of playing catch up and trying to build something at that moment when these issues are an issue, we're laying the groundwork here at Voices Cary by developing a platform that you can broadcast your voices. Whether it be in favor or not, you have a voice here. I owe a lot of thanks to my parents as well for having that, putting that fire in my belly to where if I see something that doesn't sit right, or, you know, It's having that belief of thinking that you can do something about it, that I owe my parents a great a lot for, being able to put that fire in my belly to stand up for some, you know, some folks that have voices. So that want to voice their opinion. So that's what we're doing here. Cary Grove Sports. Cary Grove Basketball Booster is looking for some holiday cheer. Come on out and support the CG Varsity Boys at Jacobs for the start of the Hinkle Holiday Classic. We tip at 12 versus John Berg for game one on Saturday. That was over the weekend, but they do have a game today on the 26th and the 27th. We wish them luck and to have fun. And also the basketball freshmen pick up a win over Grays Lake Central on day one. So they're definitely having fun putting some W's up out there. Today is Scott's Law Day. I'm not just fond of this law because my last name's Scott. Scott was a lieutenant for the Chicago Fire Department that got struck by a vehicle that failed to move over for a emergency vehicle on the side of the interstate. And having been a firefighter, I know how comforting it is when either you know you're at an accident scene and you see people slow down, or you start seeing turn signals, and at least you know that they start seeing you and they start merging. So I wanted to throw this in there, and Illinois State Police and IDOT posted on X saying today is Scott's Law Day in Illinois in memory of Chicago Fire Department Lieutenant Scott Gillen, who was struck and killed on the interstate on December 23rd. So today, in 2000. Each year on December 23rd, Scott's Law Day is observed throughout the state and a day to honor public safety workers. It's something that, it's one of those laws that is like a common courtesy. We had a saying in the fire service, everybody goes home. And I'm sure police have something like that as well. You know, to help these folks out, you know, just merge over safely if you can. If not, slow down and give them the courtesy of being, especially around the holidays. Even I shouldn't even say that. This anytime, you know, give them if you see lights, slow down, move over. Last minute wrapping. Joel Osco has 99-cent signature select holiday roll wraps, made in USA. We saw that on our Christmas carry aisle special that went very smoothly without a hiccup. Cary Dairy says layer up with a Cary Dairy 3-layer 8-inch cake, perfect for any occasion. Baby cakes and 8-inch cakes are always available in store, or order your custom cake at carycakes.com. Cary Consolidated School District 26 wishes all of our students and families and staff a joyful holiday season and a happy new year. We hope you enjoy quality time with loved ones and return refreshed and for a fantastic 2025. Here's to new beginnings and exciting adventures in the new year ahead. Proud to be District 26. Thank you, District 26, and same to you. Also from Cary District 26 in STEM class, our Oak Knoll Cary Kindergarten brought the Three Little Pigs to life. After designing and building houses of straw, sticks, and bricks, they tested their engineering skills against the wolf. The big bad wolf. Let's just say the wolf didn't have a good day. Good job, future engineers. I love it. Divine Impact Fitness and Wellness, a boutique fitness studio in Cary, recently celebrated its grand reopening. Congratulations to them. That's very exciting. The Cary Park District looking for a fun and rewarding job. Join us next Saturday at the Sunburst Bay Aquatic Center for a job fair. Saturday, December 28th, 11 to 4 p.m., we're hiring a variety of exciting positions, whether you're looking to make waves as a lifeguard, help guests enjoy their day, or gain valuable experience, we've got something for you. Come see why working at Sunburst Bay is a perfect way to spend your summer. The Park District is a strong, wonderful team that does a lot in the community. That looks like a fun summer thing. And then here's our, not our last thing, but it's a filming location from Home Alone. And that's them running through the airport. And that was supposed to be in Paris, but it actually took place in O'Hare in Terminal 3. And that gentleman down there took a picture of it today. And then another terminal scene in the movie, also shot at O'Hare. It's always fun to see how things change, like little things, and then there, you know, it's fun to see existing things that are still there. And then the McHenry County Historical Society, a great resource if you want to, you know, around the holidays, just to take a step back in time, or anytime, just to see. And I pulled up, I did a quick search. They have a good search tool, and it's really, when they scan in these documents, it pulls in and it reads the documents, so it actually makes it searchable. And I put Carrie and Christmas in the search tool, and I found some fun stuff in the area. And I highly recommend that you support these folks. It's important to keep history alive. And you know, I always say it'd be fun to have this in Cary. If they ever need space, that'd be fun to host them here. But that's one of the cool things about how what they do there is they even the handwritten stuff that's in cursive, there's somebody they pay and there's some volunteers that go in and type out old journals. So that's one of the benefits of technology, which is always nice to see a benefit of technology. And this is from the Woodstock Sentinel in 1893, right there. And then we're going to zoom in on a few of the ads. Christmas lamps, Christmas candies, and nuts at B.S. Austin's. That was, I believe that was a grocery store in Woodstock. Somewhere there's a historian pulling their hair out that it's like, no, that's not what it was. And then what do we have here? Footwear. We have just received our large full stock. The assortment is larger than ever. Our goods are the best made. We never quote prices, but we will meet all prices quoted. Stone and Heart. And then over here, where the Cary was close to Christmas, it says here, the roads were rolling, seas of mud on Monday, and the clouds were gently weeping. If in quest of a nice holiday present, see Stone and Heart's ladies and gents find slippers. A report of a teacher's meeting held at Cary a few days ago appeared on our supplement this week. That was in 1893. And then at the very end, and this is, this was a nice little thing here. The InterOcean very properly says, "Take time this year and write plans. Take time this year and write it plain Christmas, not Xmas." I always find myself wanting to do Xmas, and then I think of the true meaning of Christmas, and I say, no, I'm going to write it out. I used to play a game that was, when I was younger, that had Xmas in it. And I always find myself like, I'm just going to do Xmas, but I usually end up writing Christmas because it's a special feeling and it's a special time of year for all of us to be together as a community and as a family. Those are interchangeable. And here we're working to make that even more more so every day. So I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow for our Voices Carry special for tracking Santa Claus coming into town with his reindeer. We broadcast live every weekday on X, Rumble, and YouTube. We are here to get your voices out and shout you from the top of the rooftops. And I enjoy every moment of it. We have fun. Oh, that didn't work. I switched my cameras today. I don't have the one camera that I took out of photographing. So just pretend there was actually, well, if I go to a black screen, you can hear it. Hold on. See? Smooth operating. Great show today. Nothing ever goes wrong here. You never know what you're going to get. It's a box of chocolates. There goes a train. Enjoy your 23rd. Don't forget to change the little numbers on the countdown. And we will see you tomorrow welcoming in Santa. Have a great evening.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.